And welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. You may have heard of something called Bach Around the Clock. And if you haven't, well, now is the time, as we have an ensemble that is celebrating that occasion. And the occasion actually requires the work of quite a few ensembles. Our present musicians, though, here in our Buck studio, Marika Fisher-Hoyt, whom you may have heard on these WPR airwaves, and Eleanor Bartsch, and she's been on here before, too, but I think new to the midday, Nathan Giuliano and Eric Miller, and we'll hear a little bit about instrumentation in a moment, but first, what about Bach Around the Clock, Marika?
Yes, Bach Around the Clock is an annual festival celebration of the music and legacy of Johann Sebastian Bach. I understand that it's celebrated in cities around the world, certainly in cities around the U.S. As I understand it, this would be the 17th year, consecutive year of its celebration in New Orleans. But this will be the fourth time in Madison.
Fourth time, and so how far around the clock does this go?
Yeah, well, we're hoping to get at least once around the clock.
Really?
So, yeah, that's
24 hours.
Once around the clock would be 12.
Once, oh, I get it.
As I, not sure what
kind
of clock.
That's probably adequate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that's where we're going to start because I was the only one working on this, so it's more than any one person can really put together by herself.
For sure.
But we've got almost 12 hours. It's starting at 12 noon this Saturday, March 18th.
And where?
That will be at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church on Regent Street. It's right across from Randall School, two blocks west of Camp Randall Stadium.
Okay, so it starts at noon and it goes until midnight.
We're hoping for midnight. We have a birthday cake that were donated by Clausen's European Bakery in Middleton. I thought that was the appropriate place to get the cake to celebrate the birthday. By the way, in case you don't know, Bach's birthday is March 21st. So these Bach Around the Clock celebrations are usually scheduled for the Saturday nearest to his birthday.
Just in time for the vernal equinox anyway.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
lines
right.
Up very nicely.
New spring.
So yeah. Quite a few musicians involved in 12 hours of Bach. There is certainly no lack of material to work with.
No, we aren't even scratching the surface.
And but a variety of instrumentation. And you have a string quartet in the juice, the general, the loose sense today.
Yeah.
Whom have you brought?
Well, I'll let them each speak a word. First, leading our ensemble is Nathan Giuliano.
I'm playing Baroque violin today, which has gut strings, and the bow is curved kind of opposite the way of a normal bow. The camber is going the other way, and we're all tuned at 4:15.
So,
no shoulder rests and no chin rests for us.
So you're tuned a little lower than today's orchestras.
Yeah, you'll hear the pitch. If for those of you with perfect pitch out there, you'll hear the pitch being lower than we would normally play in an orchestra concert that you'd see, you know, Madison Symphony or Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, something like that, or even Pro Arte String Quartet. I'm Eleanor Bartsch, and I'm also playing the Baroque violin with Nathan, and we're excited to be here and hoping that our strings, these lovely gut strings, stay in tune with this cold weather.
Well, I'm sure that Bach had the same worry in his day.
That's right.
And now for something completely different.
I'm Eric Miller, and I'm playing, I'm being a little bit rebellious today. I'm playing the viola da gamba instead of a cello. It's a distant cousin of the cello. It was popular in Germany well into the 1760s and 1770s, and Bach's sons, in fact, wrote great music for it. It's got a different kind of hazy, reverberant sound cloud over it that I think is very beautiful, so I thought it would be fun to do it today.
Great, and I'm Marika again, and I'm playing Baroque viola. So it's very much like a modern viola, except, again, like Nathan was saying, no chin rest, no shoulder rest, using a Baroque bow. So it's curved outward like a bow and arrow curve instead of inward like a modern bow. So 4:15, so it's lower than modern pitch. It's about a half step lower. So if you went to a piano tuned to modern pitch and played a G sharp, that's about what our A is. So.
Okay, and you have chosen two pieces by Bach, both from the same collection called The Art of the Fugue. And what's the first one?
Yeah, the first one is called Contrapuntus 1. Art of the Fugue is a collection of 20 short movements all based on the same fugue theme, and you'll hear it front and center in this first movement. We all have our turn with it, so you will know that theme very well by the time we're done with this movement.
Contrapuntus 1 from a set of 20 in the Art of the Fugue by Johann Sebastian Bach. And what's the original instrument for which Bach wrote those pieces?
That's a trick question, Norman. You know that. It's not set down in the score, so you can assume he did it. But it's, I mean, if you said it was for keyboard, it's an open score, so it's not in treble and bass clef as it would be if it were for, it looks like for four different instruments, but what they were intended to be, anyone's guess is as good as anyone else's.
Well, talk about flexibility.
Exactly.
You have a second piece for us?
Yeah, it's the sixth in this sequence of 20. It's a double fugue, so it'll start with a different theme than the one we've grown to know and love. So it's a faster, more running one. It's sort of more athletic, has lots of leaps. So we'll all come in our turn with that theme, and then after we're developing that one, you'll hear the first one come back. So that's what makes it a double fugue. Thank you.
The sun breaks through the clouds at the end so often in Bach, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, you got to have that major third at the end.
A second piece from The Art of the Fugue, Contrapuntis by Johann Sebastian Bach, as performed by a string quartet in the general sense of the term, which is to say we heard from Baroque violinist Eleanor Bartsch and Nathan Giuliano, and then we had Marco Fischer-Hoyt playing Baroque viola and playing the viola da gamba, Eric Miller. And I assume you're playing as a quartet during the Bach Around the Clock, is that correct? Or was this totally ad hoc for today?
Yes, we are playing this on Saturday. So if you want to hear that again in person, you can come. I'm looking at this long schedule. Okay, we are scheduled for 1:30. Yeah, 1:30. So if you want to hear that in person, come to St. Andrews. But you can come at 12 and stay for 12 hours and hear lots of wonderful Bach. Yes, I think you should stay the whole time.
Yeah. And you get cake at the end of you.
That's
if you
right,
do.
Birthday cake from Clausen's in Middleton.
All right, so Bach Around the Clock from noon to midnight. That's on right. Saturday.
Saturday, March 18th.
Okay. Yep. Well, thanks for stopping by and enlightening us a bit about this phenomenon.
Thank you so much for having us, Norman. It was great to be here.
Well, hurry back.
Okay.